$30 billion. That is the estimated property damage from Hurricane Ian, according to an insurance industry group. Thing is, even before Ian, the insurance business in Florida was in crisis. Several companies went under, and tens of thousands of Floridians lost their homeowners insurance. So what does that mean for this crisis? Let's talk to Charles Nice. He's Associate Professor of Insurance and Risk Management at Florida State University. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So over the years, a lot of insurance companies have left Florida, so homeowners don't have a lot of choices. Why is that?
Well, it's a long story, but it's, you know, we are at the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew, and we had seven named storms make landfall in 2004 and 2005.
Wow.
What we've seen is those larger companies have decided to, we call it managing their book of business. They've reduced their catastrophic exposure in the state of Florida. That left a number of smaller companies that were incentivized to form. We call them Florida domestics.
Okay.
But they're smaller insurance companies that mainly write homeowners in the state of Florida or Florida and some of the other coastal states that surround us. It's those companies that were suffering through the bankruptcies today.
Mm.
Those Florida domestic companies that have formed in the last 8 or 10 years are suffering large losses over the last 3 or 4 years, and we've seen 6 insolvencies just this year prior to Hurricane Ian.
Wow. So I gather in part because of claims with a lot of storms and also because of fraud?
In the last 7, 8 years, it's been a lot of what we call assignment of benefits claims.
Mm.
A roofer knocks on your door and says, hey, there was some hail in your area a couple weeks ago, and we're replacing your neighbor's roof. All they're paying for is the deductible on their insurance. If you sign this assignment of benefits form, we can examine your roof, and oh, we found some hail damage. They replaced the entire roof. The insurance company never sees the damaged roof. And then if the roofer doesn't like the settlement, then they sue the insurance company.
Oh, wow. But I guess more broadly, given these big name brand insurance companies have either reduced their business in Florida or left altogether, isn't that, to a certain degree, the market telling us something about risk in this age of climate change and more unpredictable weather, that for some of them, Florida is just not worth it? It's too risky?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, since Hurricane Andrew 30 years ago, we've had a 59% increase in population in the state. And that is double what we've seen nationally. Over 90% of that population growth has occurred in the coastal counties. The other area where we've seen that growth outside the coastal counties has been the Orlando area. You know, so if you think about Hurricane Ian today, it followed a very similar path to Hurricane Charley in 2004, where it came ashore. You know, we're seeing much more damage from Ian than we were going to see from Charley, mainly because there's more homes in the way.
The question is, given this shaky market, given a lot of companies have said, we don't want to do business there. I mean, if the market is in early canary in this coal mine on climate change, the state has stepped in to support an insurer of last resort. And a lot of people, because that's the only opportunity company they have, they bought it there. But why did the state do that? I mean, why wouldn't it said, let's let market forces kind of speak here?
Well, you know, if you're moving into Florida and you're going to have a mortgage, you're required to carry homeowners insurance from a rated insurance company. And with these companies leaving, you know, Citizens, that's the insurer of last resort you were talking about here in Florida, they are a rated insurance company. They can provide that coverage. But so they're doing it to help support the Florida economy. Citizens has over 1 million policyholders now, and it's growing. Likely what's going to happen following this storm is we're going to see faster growth in Citizens than we've seen over the last couple of years.
Okay. And how deep are their pockets? Do they have the money to pay the claims that will be coming from Ian?
Yes. So Citizens, after the 2004-2005 storms, was in the red. They were in negative. They have the ability to issue assessments. They issued assessments following those storms, and a lot of people here call it a hurricane tax. That assessment, they assess their own policyholders first, but then they can assess every property and casualty insurance policy sold in the state of Florida, except for Med Mal and workers' comp. So the example I always give is I moved to Florida in 2009. I had assessments on my homeowners, my auto, and my umbrella policy from the 2004-2005 storms, even though I never lived here at that time.
Wow.
Now, the good news this time around, Citizens has cash. You know, from 2005 through 2015, when we didn't have storms, Citizens built up over $6 billion in capital, which is good news. So they're going to be fine for this storm. What you worry about is the next storm that happens.
Yeah. Homeowners in Florida are already paying, compared to the country, huge rates to get homeowners insurance in the first place, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Florida, you know, has the distinction of being having the highest average homeowners insurance rates in the country. Just in 2022, rates had gone up anywhere from 35 to 40% across the state on average.
Wow.
I'm up in Tallahassee with no claims. My rates went up 35% this year. So yes, we are paying more for homeowners insurance than most places. And that's probably what led to some of the fraud, is people have this feeling, since I'm paying such high insurance rates,
I need to get something out of it.
Exactly.
Charles Nice is Associate Professor of Risk Management and Insurance at Florida State University. Professor, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.